What will God's kingdom accomplish? Jesus taught his disciples to pray for the kingdom to come. He knew that the terrible things happening on the earth are not what God wants, and that God's kingdom is the only government that can fix these problems. What will God's kingdom accomplish? What God's kingdom has already done. In the preceding article, we considered the sign Jesus gave. That sign provides visible proof that God's kingdom has been established in heaven with Jesus Christ as King. The Bible says that on taking kingdom power, Jesus would expel Satan and his demons from heaven. Their activity is now restricted to the earth, which is one of the reasons why things have become so bad since the year 1914. Despite worsening world conditions, Jesus, as King of God's kingdom, has done things to help people around the earth. Thanks to the worldwide Bible educational work that Jesus foretold, many are learning and applying Bible principles in their daily life. Millions have learned to have a balanced view of work, to improve their family life, and to enjoy material things without becoming slaves to them. These people are learning to benefit themselves now and are becoming the kind of people God wants as subjects of His kingdom. What will God's kingdom accomplish next? Although Jesus is already ruling in heaven, human governments still rule on earth. However, God has directed Jesus, "Go subduing in the midst of your enemies." Psalm 110:2. Soon, Jesus will completely destroy all opposers and bring relief to those who are willing to obey God. During that time, God's kingdom will take action to abolish false religion. Religions that have taught lies about God and that have made life difficult for people will be gone. The Bible portrays false religion as a prostitute. Its destruction will come as a shock to many. End human rulership. God's kingdom will take action to put an end to all human rulership. Remove wicked people. What about those who are determined to do what is bad and who refuse to obey God? As for the wicked, they will be cut off from the earth. Proverbs 2:22. Eliminate Satan and the demons. Satan and the demons will be unable to mislead the nations anymore. Revelation 20, verses 3 and 10. What will all of this mean for those who accept God's kingdom? What God's kingdom will do for mankind. Ruling as King in heaven, Jesus will accomplish much more than any human ruler ever could. He will be assisted by 144,000 co-rulers, who are chosen from among mankind. He will make sure that God's will is carried out here on earth. What will God's kingdom do for earth's inhabitants? Eliminate sickness and death. No resident will say, "I am sick," and "death will be no more." Isaiah 33:24 and Revelation 21:4. Ensure true peace and security. The peace of your sons will be abundant, and they will sit, each one under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. Isaiah 54:13 and Micah 4:4. Provide meaningful work. The work of their hands my chosen ones will enjoy to the full. They will not toil for nothing. Isaiah 65:22 and 23. Solve environmental problems. The wilderness and the parched land will exult, and the desert plain will be joyful and blossom as the saffron. Isaiah 35:1. Teach people what they need to do in order to live forever. This means everlasting life. They're coming to know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. John 17:3. God wants you to enjoy those blessings. The next article will explain what you can do now to be part of this wonderful future. End of article.